I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, hello. How are you today?
Hi, Kat. How are you?
I'm great. It's so good to talk to you. I want to tell our audience your name is Susan Goldberg. You're the editor-in-chief of National Geographic. Oh, how fun.
Oh, it is.
What an amazing job you must have. I'm such a fan of National Geographic.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
So tell me about the newest project. It's Breaking the News, What's Real, What's Not, and Why the Difference Matters. Tell me a little bit about the background on this. And this is for kids, right?
Yes, this is, and it turns out, an incredibly well-timed book. It is aimed at children, you know, from, I would say, 10 to 18, but I think this book is great for adults too. And what it really does is it gives people a toolkit to help them deal with the information that they are bombarded with, all of us are, 24/7. And increasingly, it is so hard to know whether that information is legitimate information or whether it's really a false kind of story, or whether you see a picture. Is that a doctored photo or is that a real photo? So it gives everybody those tools to be a smart consumer of news and really, you know, become a much more media literate person.
Well, I think it's good for all of us. I'm going to read it.
Well, you know, I learned a lot. I've been a journalist for 40 years, but I learned a lot reading this book about, you know, how to tell whether a website is a legitimate, real website.
Sure.
Get a story. How do you tell? What are the tip-offs if a story is fake? So you want to think before you click, because the last thing any of us want to do is spread bad information, because there's so much bad information out there. And we want to protect ourselves and not take in and not believe untrue information. We all need factual information so we can make good decisions.
Well, Susan, how do you get kids thinking about their relationship with and the responsibility to the media?
Well, I think kids are really attuned, you know, to media. We don't really think about it like that, but half of kids get their information from social media or other internet sites. So they're already using these devices all the time. And one of the facts that the book makes clear is that about a third of kids told us that they had passed on stories that they later found out weren't real stories, that they were, you know, not fact-based stories. And so I think nobody wants to be that person, right? All of us want to share information, but we want to share legitimate information. So I think kids are already talking about this. This just gives them kind of a roadmap on how to do that.
What I really love in the book is the truth toolkit. Tell us about that.
Oh, well, this is just a handy-dandy list, right? So
right.
It gives you the questions that you should ask yourself as a curious person. You know, you want to really act like an editor and be a little skeptical. In journalism, there's an expression that I really like. It's kind of funny. It's, if your mother says she loves you, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, your mother loves you, but you do. What it really means is you want to understand where the information really comes from. So you want to look at a big story and say, gee, is somebody else covering that? Because if there's some big outrageous headline and it's only coming from one place, that's a pretty good tip-off that story, there's something wrong with it, that it might not be a real story, because legitimate big stories get covered by lots and lots of outfits. You want to know who is the source of the story. Is it a legitimate news organization? Does the story feel too good to be true? Does it seem too sensational? Does it just play on your emotions? Does it just present one side? Those are all tip-offs that what you're reading is not a news story.
Well, let me ask you about the collaboration with award-winning journalists and media experts when you all were creating this book.
Well, we were so lucky. We had a wonderful author, Robin Terry Brown, who has worked with National Geographic and our kids department for many years. But she then worked with a star-studded lineup of journalists from the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, ABC News. She talked to, you know, professors and other experts, and collectively they used their hundreds of years of experience in journalism to talk about how people can be more informed consumers of news and information. And also, they told us a lot more about journalism in general, the different kinds of stories there are. You know, so you can look at something and say, oh, that's a breaking news story. What do I need to look out for there? Or that's an opinion piece. No wonder it's only, you know, on one side of an issue. They sure. talked about different kinds of journalism and also the ethics of journalism. We use the ethics from the Society of Professional Journalists, and it's very important. And most legitimate, in fact, all legitimate news organizations do have codes of ethics, and they follow them.
Well, you know, some of the topics covered include, like you said, the Journalist Code of Ethics and defining freedom of speech. So that is important, too, because to be honest with you, I did not know if they had a code that they stuck to. I mean, you know, these days, especially with everything the times we're in right now and the election coverage and then the COVID coverage and everything, you really just don't know.
Well, you know, one of the things I love about this book is I think it's really inspirational. I've been a journalist for 40 years, and when I read this book, you know, all about the history of news to how to, you know, how to understand the news to where the news is going, how are we going to get news and information in the future, it makes me really proud to be a journalist because journalism really matters, right? We're frontline workers out there on behalf of the American public getting news and information, whether it's about, you know, a breaking news event like a fire, telling people where it is and how they can be safe or how they can get help, to understanding the issues in the election. Those are all the kind of frontline information that journalists report every single day. And I think journalists do a tremendous job on behalf of the public.
I do too.
I wish people acknowledged that more.
Yes. And I think that's important because that's a hard job. It's a hard job.
It is a hard job. You know, your job is a hard job too, but it's such an interesting job. And I hope more young people reading this will be inspired to become that next generation of journalists, because we need really smart people doing this kind of work so we can all understand what's going right and what's going wrong in our society.
Well, thank you so much. It's Susan Goldberg, Editor-in-Chief of National Geographic, talking about breaking the news, what's real, what's not, and what's the difference means, and matters, rather, excuse me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, same here. Bye-bye.
Bye.